Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. First up, earthquake response changes focus in Myanmar. Later, does the Middle East play a role in end-time events? First, hope of finding earthquake survivors is ending in Myanmar. Now, delivery of aid is choked by military junta checkpoints where inspections and bribery are the norm. Attacks between the junta and rebel groups have been reported, even though a temporary ceasefire was announced last week. A pastor from Myanmar with A3, whose voice we have changed, says,
"So that's why, especially the most affected area, people are crying. No water, no help. One very serious thing I really want to make it known to the world is that don't try to, how can I say, legitimize the military junta. They are seeking the international legitimacy, acknowledgement by using this situation."
Even as the people of Myanmar come together to help, the pastor says Christians are still, quote, wounded healers.
"We are trying to rise up and help in every that kind of situation, but one thing is, don't expect too much, because we churches also are facing the same situation."
Partner with A3 to send relief in the name of Christ to Myanmar. Pray for genuine help to be sent, not tainted by political goals.
Pray for comfort. Pray for comfort, right?
Next, weeks of sectarian violence in Syria have triggered an influx of refugees into Lebanon. According to Amnesty International, militias affiliated with the current government deliberately killed more than 100 Alawit people in towns along the coast. Heart for Lebanon's Camille Melki says after the overthrow of Bashar al-Assad in December, hundreds of Syrian refugees they cared for returned home.
"Early on, we have seen fewer people in our aid distribution, only to see those numbers not only returning, but also increasing. Since the last 3 weeks of this infighting between the Alawites and the Sunnis, Lebanon have seen an increased refugee population coming from Syria. More than 60,000 individuals have crossed our borders."
Lebanon offers a safe haven.
"New Christian families, new Alawites families, and new Kurdish families have come to Lebanon seeking shelter, fearing retribution from the strong Sunni regime right now."
As they meet the needs of today, Heart for Lebanon teams offer hope for tomorrow.
"The more they experience these ethnic cleansing and wars in Syria, you see people seeking the truth. And we all know the truth is only found in the gospel."
Then finally, France and other European nations hope to coax Iran into a diplomatic conversation over its advancing nuclear program. Will the Iranian regime listen? Hormoz Shariat with Iran Alive Ministry says we must consider biblical prophecy as we think about Iran. But first, he clarifies what he means by that.
"It's not looking at world events or world leaders, because they can change. The events can change. But when God says it, that's settled, and it's going to happen."
In Jeremiah 49, God says he will set his throne in Elam, a region that today is located in parts of Iran and Iraq. Although biblical prophecies might make us wonder what hard things will happen at the end of time, for Christians, Shariat says there's another layer.
"Don't forget, the end time events come with the end time harvest. We shouldn't be inactive, shouldn't be fearful. We should be saying, this is a great opportunity to gather the end time harvest."
God is doing something unique in the Iranian church today. Let's find our place in his story.
The purpose of prophecy is two things. Don't be afraid. Get it done. We need to wake up and say, "God, oh, you're saving Iranians? You're transforming that nation? I want to be a part of it. I want to be a history maker." So as a Christian, we need to listen to the Lord and work with him where he's working.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So, by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.